USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Making progress on a stimulus bill.
We made major headway toward hammering out a targeted pandemic relief package that would be able to pass both chambers with bipartisan majorities.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor there as he and other congressional leaders continue to try to hammer out a deal for a new round of coronavirus aid. The package currently on the table is a $900 billion bill that adds funding to the PPP program for small businesses, extends unemployment insurance with a $300 boost to jobless checks, and now includes another direct payment to most Americans, this one a $600 payment. Leadership is warning members that they may need to stay in Washington for the weekend to work on this legislation, as well as a bill to fund the federal government, which would shut down on Saturday without continuing funding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm about a third of the way through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you love. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. Two for one. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
With vaccinations against COVID-19 beginning across the country, many are anticipating a time when life will return to normal. That will take a massive immunization campaign, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNBC that it's possible that we could return to seeing movies in theaters and sports in packed stadiums and arenas by mid-next fall if enough people are vaccinated.
You would need somewhere between 70, 75, maybe 80% of the population vaccinated. The number that I've been using, again, it's an estimate. You can make an extrapolation from other infections. I say between 75 and 80, 85% of the population. If we get that, we would develop a umbrella of immunity that would be able to protect even the vulnerables who have not been vaccinated or those in which the vaccine has not been effective.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Senate committee dove into allegations of voter irregularities on Wednesday. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
A hearing examining irregularities in the 2020 election announced by Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Chair Ron Johnson last week is underway Wednesday. Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
Today we will hear testimony on how election laws in some cases were not enforced and how fraudulent voting did occur, as it always does. The question that follows is whether the level of fraud would alter the outcome of the election.
Democrat Senator Gary Peters of Michigan.
The president and many of his supporters are, unfortunately, continuing their efforts to undermine the will of the people.
Democrats argued that holding a committee challenging the election results would be damaging to democracy. Republicans saying tens of millions of Americans believe the election was stolen and why it needs to be examined. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the NFL has decided to delay a decision on adding an extra game to its regular season. The heads of the league pushed a vote on adding a 17th game to each team's schedule until early next year. The league and the players' union agreed to add another game to the schedule earlier this year while negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement, but no timetable for extending the schedule was agreed to. League officials say it needs time to discuss changes to the schedule with its media partners. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.